USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone,
on top of that $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden was sworn into office as the 46th President of the United States 48 days ago, but he has yet to hold a formal press conference. During past administrations, it took former President Trump 28 days to hold a press conference, only 21 days for former President Barack Obama, and 31 days for former President George W. Bush. While the president has taken questions from reporters when shouted at him, former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says that's not enough.
They hid him from the American people during the entirety of the election. They checked the box every few months when finally a left-wing network piped up and said, wait, Joe hasn't taken questions the next number of days. They check the box and move on, and that's what they'll do this month. But there's a reason, Sean, as you noted, I didn't have to do daily briefings because the American people heard directly from the commander-in-chief on his way to Marine One at the White House podium. That is transparent. Transparency, and Joe promised that, but is giving us nothing of the sort.
American attitudes on Black Lives Matter have changed significantly over the last year. In last year's USA Today Ipsos poll, 60% of Americans called George Floyd's death murder. This year's poll showed only 36% said he was murdered. Trust in Black Lives Matter shrank from 60 to 50% over the last year. That entire poll can be found on usatoday.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.